And finally, beginning Saturday, April 12th at 8 a.m. Central Daylight Time through Sunday, April 13th, 7:59 p.m. Central Daylight Time, the Lake Area Amateur Radio Club in Colony, Texas will activate Texas State Parks in honor of member Tom King, WK5DX, who is now a Silent Key. For rules and frequencies, go to txstateparksontheair-about. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. We mentioned in past reports about several satellites being launched. Well, SpaceX Falcon 9 was delayed 7 times. It finally launched March 15th, and Hades ICM, Tevel 2, satellites 1 through 9, as well as UVSQ SAT-NG, were finally placed in orbit. Fortunately, the main mission for Hades ICM is to be an FM repeater. The commissioning will take about 2 weeks to complete. The downlink is 436.666 MHz, and the uplink is 145.875 MHz, both FM. No subtone required. For the Tevel 2 satellites, the downlink is 436.400 MHz, and the uplink is 145.970 MHz, both FM. This makes it so easy. No matter which Tevel 2 satellite you choose, the frequencies are the same. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, a lot of great contests. March 20th through the 21st, the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest, that's CW. March 20th, the NAQCC CW Sprint, CW there. March 20th, the NTC QSO Party, CW. March 22nd and 23rd, the Africa All-Mode International DX Contest, CW Phone and Digital. Also on March 23rd, the North American Single Sideband Sprint, that is Phone. And on March 23rd as well, the UVA Spring Contest, that's 6 meters, CW and Phone. And remember to visit the ARRL Contest Calendar for more events and information. Coming section state and division conventions on March 29th, the Central Dakota Amateur Radio Club Hamfest hosting the ARRL North Dakota State Convention. That's in Bismarck, North Dakota.